Hi, this is Nathan. Before we get to the episode, I want to invite you to join me on an incredible adventure this November of 2024. I am taking a small group of believers to Turkey, what the New Testament called Asia Minor, for a 12-day Bible study tour of the early church. We'll be studying the book of Acts and many of the epistles on location as we visit ancient cities like Ephesus, Laodicea, Hierapolis, Antioch, Pergamum, and many more. If you are interested in joining me this November for a once-in-a-lifetime adventure as we study where much of the New Testament and early church took place, you can learn more by going to deeperchristian.com/Turkey. And if you're interested, don't delay. Spots are limited and on a first-come, first-served basis, and a $100 discount is available if you register before May 27th. I do hope you can join me. And again, more information is available at deeperchristian.com/Turkey. Now, here's the episode.
Welcome to episode 154 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to talk about the fact that God will never, ever leave or forsake us. Let's dive in. One of the passages that God has just deeply used in my life over the last several years has been Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6. It's one of those things that he just constantly brings me back to, constantly reminds me of just the truth and the profundity of his word. And I think in this season, this is a great word that all of us need to be reminded of. In Hebrews 13, the writer is talking about the context in early verse 5. He says, "Let your lives be without the love of money." And he really is talking about this idea of the things that we can control, right? Hey, don't just let your life be wrapped up in this pursuit of money. Don't get your life wrapped up in the things that you think you can control and manipulate. He says, be content with the things that you have. So here's the reason why. And here's the whole impetus of the passage. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? What incredible encouragement for the day and the hour in which we live. Hey, we can not fear. Why? Because the Lord is my helper. And what can humanity do to me? Hey, what can the coronavirus do to me? I mean, the very worst it can do is bring me to death. But hey, that's a great thing, says Paul. Because hey, if I die in the body, woo, I am alive in Christ. That I actually get to spend the rest of my eternity with Christ. So hey, yeah, death is a bummer, but woo, what a benefit we get on the other side of that. So do you realize there's nothing that humanity can bring across your life? There is nothing that the world can produce that should cause fear in your life. Why? Because the Lord is my helper. He is smack dab in the middle of my life. He is not going anywhere. He is right here. He is helping me. I don't have to fear. He is with me. Hey, what can man do to me? Right? It goes back to that same idea as Psalm 23. Right, that here the Lord is my shepherd and I lack nothing. In fact, I can actually go through the valley of the shadow of death and not fear. Why? Because he is with me. And when the sheep stays at the ankle of the shepherd, there is no reason for the sheep to fear. Hey, the wolf pack may be surrounding the little sheep, but as long as that little sheep stays at the ankle of the shepherd, the sheep is safe. So the sheep can relax. The sheep can just trust in the provision of the shepherd. So I love that. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Now, what he says in verse 5, though, I think is really significant. He says, hey, the reason I can be content with what I have, the reason I can live with an assurance, hey, the reason that I don't have to fear is because he himself has said. So this isn't hearsay. This isn't like, well, I heard it from Bob, who heard it from Joe, who heard it from Bert, who heard it from, see this? No, he himself has said this. This isn't like, well, we thought we heard it. No, this is what God has said. Listen to this. Jesus is communicating. He's thumping you on the head. And he himself, which is a double emphasis, you understand? So this isn't just even he said, he himself has said this. So hey, make no mistake, we're talking about Jesus. Hey, make no mistake, he's thumping you on the forehead with something. Well, what has he said? Oh, he himself has said this, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, isn't that good? He says, I'm never leaving you and I'm never forsaking you. And because of that, I know the Lord is my helper. Because of that, I don't have to fear. Woo! Doesn't matter what you do to me. He himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The word there for leave is really interesting. It has this idea to depart, to toss out, that kind of thing. The word for forsake means to leave, depart, you know, to toss out. But the difference between the word leave and the word forsake is the focus. The word here for leave in the Greek has this idea of leaving something behind, but it's like an intangible object. For example, you go on vacation and you get about a mile down the road and you go, oh no, I totally forgot my toothbrush, right? I left that behind. And hey, that's okay. Why? Because, well, I'll just buy another one. No big deal. I mean, I left it. Yeah, that's a bummer. No worries. Right? You get, you know, a day into your journey on your vacation and you realize, oh, I forgot to bring my favorite pillow. Well, that's okay. I'll endure. Not a big deal. I left it behind, but that's fine. That's this word. But the word forsake is not this idea of an intangible object. The word forsake has this idea of forgetting something, but leaving it behind, but it's always tied to relationship. In other words, the forsaking here is not like the intangible object. The forsaking here is leaving something in light of relationship. When I was a little kid, my mom would take me and my brother shopping. And one of the things I love to do is, you know, we go into these, you know, clothing stores and they had those racks, those circular racks, you know, where all the clothes would be in a circle. And as a little kid, I loved to climb up into those and you just create this whole little world and an adventure. And of course, it was always fun too if you were in there and you're playing and someone was starting to look through the clothes. And of course, you'd bounce out and be like, ah, you know, and scare them. And it was a lot of fun. Well, I remember this time where I come out of the clothes and I'm looking around and my mom was nowhere to be found. And I'm obviously deeply concerned and worried and, you know, like, where's my mom? And lo and behold, you know, she's on the other side kind of peeking around to see if, you know, I actually care that she was there. You know? So here I am really worried. And my first thought is, she has forsaken me. See, that's this word. It's this, I'm in relationship with somebody and they have left me behind. I thought they loved me. And here's my mom. So when this happened a week ago, yeah, just kidding. But hey, when this happened when I was a little kid, you know, my mom eventually came out and here I am probably crying. And she's just like, next time, stay next to me. Right? And she didn't forsake me. And I was so relieved. Why? Because my mom actually loved me. And oh, she didn't forget me that she brought me to the clothing store. And listen to what God is saying. He says, I will never leave you. See, I'm never going to treat you as some intangible object. I'm not going to treat you as some object like a toothbrush that I forget on vacation and be like, no big deal. I'll just get another one. See, God says, I'm never going to treat you like that. Nor am I ever going to treat you in relationship where I forget about you. I'm not going to just set you aside because I have relationship with you. Hey, you are on my mind. So hey, I'm not going to leave you. I am not going to forsake you. So hey, you can boldly say, what can man do to me? I don't have to fear. Isn't that encouraging? Now, here's what's really neat. When you look at the passage in Hebrews 13:5, the word there, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In English, when you have two negatives, right, it makes it a positive. So never nor means yes. You know, if that didn't make any sense to you, don't worry about it. What's interesting about it in the Greek, though, is there are some words that we don't translate. And it's because it doesn't make sense in English, so they just leave them out. But here's the emphasis. In the Greek, it says, I will never, ever leave you, nor never, ever forsake you. And five times, there's this negative word of never. So the writer of Hebrews says, you know what God has said to you? God has says, I will never, 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 never leave or forsake you. There is so much emphasis in this passage that he is not leaving or forsaking you. So get this idea. God himself has said, he is looking you in the face. He's thumping you on your forehead. And he says, hey, do you know why you don't have to fear? Do you know why you can stay insecure no matter what is going on around you? Oh, let me tell you, I will never, never leave you. Nor am I never, never going to forsake you. See, I'm not going to treat you as some object and leave you behind. I'm not going to treat you in a relationship where I forget about you. God says, I will never, 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 never leave or forsake you. That is huge. I think that's so amazing. A year or so ago, I was preaching through this and sitting on the front row was a good friend of mine who's a Greek scholar. And he kind of made a coughing noise. And I looked up and I said, Wayne, that is correct, right? There's five negatives here in this passage. And he looked, he goes, no, there's not five. And I was like, oh no. I've just been preaching this whole passage about the fact that God five times says never, 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 never. And I says, well, will you correct me? You know? And he said in the middle of the sermon, he goes, there's actually seven. He says, there's five of these negatives and they're actual words in the Greek. He says, but two times this double emphasis of negative shows up just on the grammar of the Greek. And I appreciate the fact that he was a great scholar. I says, oh, thank you, Wenis. That's even more strong in the passage. So listen to this. God himself says, hey, you can be content. Hey, you don't have to control things. Hey, you don't even have to worry what humanity can do against you. There's no reason to fear. Why? Because God himself has said, I will never, 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 never leave or forsake you. Now, if he just said that one time, you know, he cannot lie. God says, I'm not a man as I should lie, right? So God cannot lie. And he has promised, I'm never leaving you or forsaking you. But as if that wasn't even enough, he says, let me just tell you, I will never, 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 never leave or forsake you. In case you thought, well, maybe this is the circumstance. Maybe this is the moment where God is going to forget and forsake me. God says, no, what are you talking about? I will never, 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 never. Are you getting this? Never, 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 ever, ever, ever leave or forsake you. Oh, so then we can confidently say with boldness, the Lord is my helper. I shall not fear. What can man do to me? Oh, what a great statement. And in a time when the world is in this COVID-19 craziness, can I encourage you? You do not need to fear. Hey, you can just rest secure. You can stay at the ankle of your shepherd because he himself has promised you he is never, ever, 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 never, ever going to leave or forsake you. That is great news. Oh, and what would it look like in today's culture, in today's world, with all the stuff that's going on, if we as Christians were known for that? Because we were known as the ones who had God Almighty living within us. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Deeper Christian Podcast. For show notes of this episode, please visit deeperchristian.com/154. For episode 154. And until next time, know I am cheering you on as you build your life around the one who will never, ever leave or forsake you, Jesus Christ.